You can watch Connell McShane weekdays on News Nation. You'll find News Nation on Comcast 223 and other channels. I'll give you those in a minute. Hey, Connell, how are you today?
I'm good, John. How are you doing?
Good. What did you think of the debate last night?
Oh, there was a debate last night? Well, yeah. I don't think I'm going to add too much to what I'm sure everybody's been saying this morning. I'd be surprised if you heard anything different than this was just an unmitigated disaster for the president. I think that what's interesting is what will happen next as a result of that. I mean, normally when something goes wrong politically, you start to see the spin. We're seeing a little bit of that from some Democrats who feel like they have to do it, party members, from people who work directly for the campaign or for the White House. But I think what I'm struck by this morning is that you see a lot of liberals, Tom Friedman in the New York Times, I think Paul Krugman said he's going to write a piece, and you see a lot of Democrats, even in elected office and those that used to be, that are seriously calling for the president to consider stepping down. So I think it looks like it's actually on the table. We'll see.
And the president has intimated as much today that he's not going to do that.
No, I mean, and the campaign and the White House have said that there's no discussions on their level about doing that. There hasn't been much time that's passed since the debate, but I think that I'd be surprised if he doesn't reconsider over the weekend or in the next few days. I think the other thing that'll be interesting is that there probably will be a movement among the people who comment on these types of things, either on the Sunday shows or heading into next week, to kind of downplay the reaction and say that everybody overreacted at the beginning and, you know, it wasn't that bad and Biden was on it with the facts and Trump lied all night and all that kind of thing. And, well, there certainly might be some truth to that, especially to the part about Trump lying all night. I do think that the reaction was justified, that the concerns that were out there about the president going in were magnified, and that, you know, that there's some real, I said it earlier, sometimes debates or events raise questions. I thought this one made a statement, and that statement may have been that Joe Biden's not up to the job for another 4 years until he's 86 years old.
The governor of Illinois issued a statement. Tonight, we were presented with a clear choice. This is J.B. Pritzker, a president working hard every day to improve the lives of all Americans and a convicted felon, blah, blah, blah. You know, what J.B. didn't say, and I think the White House could say this. I think the governor of Illinois could say this. Joe Biden is working hard to make America great, but last night was a really bad performance. You know, there's no buts. There's no qualifying what happened last night. They're kind of ignoring it. And I think it's okay to say, hey, guys, whoo, that was a stinker. My bad. But let's take stock of the country. And actually, the country's doing pretty well. I mean, say whatever you want, but I'd like them to own how bad it was, because that gives credibility to me to his candidacy or to his economy. Tell us the truth. That was a terrible performance. We saw it. You can say that. It's okay. It's out. That cat's out of the bag. I'm not hearing that, Connell.
About the closest thing to it, and it wasn't nearly that far, was I watched Kamala Harris with Anderson Cooper last night. It said, you know, he got off to a slow start. Nobody's disputing that. And then went on to talk about, to your point, what the administration has done on policy and the like. But, you know, I agree with you. I mean, I think one of the things that Democrats do all the time, and it's a legitimate criticism, is get on the Republicans who are making excuses for Trump, not about this type of thing, but about his behavior and about the way he acted on January 6th. I mean, how many Republicans do we all know? I know many personally that have either worked for Trump or know him very well and can't stand the guy. He's one of their least favorite human beings on planet Earth. But when they come on our show or they go on your show, they defend him. And then Democrats say, "Oh, that's just that's being hypocritical." And okay, fine. It is, but to your point, so is this. I mean, we all saw it with our own eyes, and denying it doesn't do you any favors. And by the way, if you're a Democrat, it probably doesn't do the party or the president any favors to not be honest with him or about his performance.
Do you think they should fact check in real time or try to on a debate like that?
I think it was on Biden. I mean, it's hard to do it, number one. You're always going to miss something. I see both sides of the argument, but I think a lot of this falls on Biden. I'm reminded of when Biden came out a few months ago and, some of the economic numbers had been good, and he says, well, I'm not getting enough credit. The media is not giving me enough credit. Anytime I hear something like that, I said, that's on you. to make the argument, to articulate your argument. So, for example, there were two big moments last night, I thought, where Biden just missed a pitch right down the middle. One was on abortion, when Trump was going on and on about, you know, how people are allowing abortions up to 9 months or whatever. There's no state in the union that allows that kind of thing, and Biden could have been all over it. It was basically a layup on an issue that's a really good issue for him. And the second was on January 6th. I thought Biden missed the mark there, too, where Trump said something to the effect of, you know, we had a good economy on January 6th. The border was, you know, he obviously had prepared a statement about how he was going to handle that issue. But to me, he didn't really answer the question or take the issue on. And Biden, again, let him off the hook. So I think a lot of that with the fact checking or the opportunities, especially when you didn't have the interruptions. I mean, Biden had plenty of time. Sometimes he didn't even fill all of his time. It was on him. And I think he missed the opportunities.
Yeah, there were times when both of them, they said, you got 33 more seconds, Mr. Trump. Do you want to tell us about the climate? And Joe Biden sometimes ran out of gas and there'd be several seconds left. That was just kind of a weird dynamic. I also wonder if the other part of that equation, Joe Biden's failure to hit those pitches down the middle, is the fact that Donald Trump put them there, that Trump said things which were so on their face preposterous that at least the American people heard that. And if Joe Biden didn't touch on it, we noticed that the former president said things that were untrue or ridiculous. And so maybe that has some latent dividends here. You know, when the dust settles, it's still Donald Trump, still with the same bluster, still willing to say anything. With so much confidence, you're tempted to believe him. But a lot of that stuff's just not true. And Connell, I'm wondering if in time people will see that for what it is.
Well, I think that's why there's so many liberals, again, to your point earlier, not the ones that have some sort of a motivation to protect Biden because maybe they work for him directly, but there's so many liberals in the media or the former elected officials that are, you know, freaking out, for lack of a better term, today because they think Trump is beatable, and they watched all of that to say, oh my God, why didn't he say this? Why didn't he say that? Because, you know, Trump's lying left, right, and center, and we should be going back at him, we being Democrats. So they think the opportunity is there, and with Biden missing that, that's why, you know, the betting markets, which I don't put a lot of stock in, but they're always interesting to look at because you get the immediate reaction. People were barely giving Biden, at one point last night, a 50-50 chance of being the nominee. I mean, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, his stock was rising. So that's what people were thinking. I think that's
what
where
do you
the
think
frustration
about that?
came from.
Is there a path for that, Connell? I mean, how could that happen? Joe Biden has wrapped up the nomination. If he doesn't step down, do they have to make him the candidate?
You know, technically, there's a path. I mean, his delegates, if he doesn't step down, yes, my understanding is that that's why the pressure is on him to make this decision. He's the candidate if he wants to be the nominee. But if he says, I'm not going to run for re-election, even at this late point, he could release his delegates. And then those delegates and the Democratic superdelegates could theoretically pick someone else. Would they pick Kamala Harris, the vice president? They don't have to, but certainly she would be a candidate. And people assume that Pritzker, who you talked about, or Gavin Newsom, or the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, somebody like that might also make a case. But they wouldn't be making a case to Democratic primary voters anymore. They would be making a case to Democratic delegates at the convention in August out there in Chicago. That would be the case they'd have to make. But technically, that's possible only if Biden says he's not running. If Biden says he's running, he's the nominee.
So that would be really embarrassing. That would be, as the kids say, awkward. But
yeah.
I think that the party could get over that over the course of 6 months. This is June, right? June, July, August, September, October, November, 5 months. I wonder if, this sounds crazy, but if that did happen, would the party be in such disarray that would be an untenable path? Or do you think they could actually rally around a candidate and make a good case for them?
Well, see, I don't think we know, but you think about it this way. What if you had to ask yourself the question, what is the odds of victory? Where do you have better odds of victory if you're the Democrats right now? Is it Joe Biden running as he is against Donald Trump? Or is it, say, just for the sake of argument, Gavin Newsom running against Donald Trump? You'd probably say that Trump is the favorite in both matchups, but I think at least that Newsom would have a fighting chance. He might not be the favorite to beat Trump for some of the reasons that you mentioned, but would he have a better chance than Biden right now, the Joe Biden that we saw last night? I think so, and I think that's why the conversations, even if the White House and the re-election campaign are denying today that they're happening, are going to be real, and they're certainly real behind the scenes in Capitol Hill and places like that. It'd be interesting to see what someone like Chuck Schumer has to say. Is he going to go to Biden and maybe try to convince him for the good of the party to step down? I think maybe that's the type of person that needs to have that conversation.
Colin McShane is the anchor at News Nation Now, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time. Hey, that's us. You can find him on Comcast 223, DirecTV 307, Dish 207, and next Friday. Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to talk to you next Friday, but it's always good when you can join us, Connell. Thanks for your help today.
All right. Always fun being on with you, John.